Live on AM 830 KLAA tonight, Bruce Cook wraps up the week with talk that's worth tuning into. Sports, people, politics, life, authentic, real and happening now. Here's your host, Bruce Cook.
Brought to you by New Directions for Women. We know recovery.
And this is the Bruce Cook Conversation, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm Bruce Cook, half of that conversation. My goal on every show is to bring incredible guests that deliver insight, honesty, wisdom, hope, and so much more. And every week it's different. We have a serious show tonight, but one that you're really going to pay attention to because it might be life-changing. But before we get there, a little bit of lighter stuff to share with you. I want to plug a book that I've written, as I did last weekend on the show. It is a novel, and it's titled Fame Farm, and you can get it on any of the sites, particularly Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It's a perfect summer read to take your mind off of all of the stuff that we talk about on the radio. It's a sexy, gritty drama, behind the scenes, a little bit of a murder mystery. Takes place in the television business in Hollywood. That's Fame Farm. Go to Amazon.com. I hope you read it and enjoy it. Secondly, we are live tonight on Angels Radio, AM 830, here from Anaheim Stadium, where we are so proud to be broadcasting. But we also are now, I'm very proud to say, a podcast. And you can pick it up on a bunch of different podcast networks, including Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Casts, and so many more. Called Bruce Cook Conversations. And to start our conversation this Sunday evening, I want to introduce you to a very special guest. Her name, Dr. Sandra Morgan. Her title, Director, Global Center for Women and Justice, Vanguard University in Orange County. Our subject matter, human trafficking. You know, there's so much talk right now about equality and bringing people together and changing the mores of America and getting rid of all of the terrible things that have happened in the past. Well, guess what, people? Human trafficking is worse than ever. Talk about modern slavery. Talk about abuse. Talk about inhumanity. Horrible. And I bet most of you really don't even have a clue. So let's say hello to Dr. Morgan. We're going to call her Sandy because she's really friendly, even though her job is really horrific. Sandra Morgan.
I'm really happy to be here again, Bruce.
You're the best. You are the best. You know what? She's live in the radio here at Angel Stadium, and it's really great when somebody's sitting right across from you and talking to you. Okay, tough question. I understand that 80% of the cases handled by authorities in human trafficking are resulting from abuse due to the internet.
Well, in the early days, most victims of human trafficking were approached physically. Now it's moving to online recruiting. And it really sounds like a dream job, maybe somebody who is stuck in a place with a lot of violence, or maybe they're refugees, and they go on a job site and it says, you come to California, we'll help you get there, and you're going to have a job, and then you can pay your debt off. And they arrive and they begin to understand that their debt is very, very deep and it's going to take a long time. And they may not even be able to pay it off if they're not paid at all.
You're talking specifically about people out of the country now?
Right here? Oh my goodness. The amplification of online recruiting and exploitation, especially in the area of sexual exploitation, commercial sexual exploitation, the sex trafficking is what most people call it. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children recently published their stats from the same time last year and this year during COVID-19. Their crimes against children on the internet were up 90%.
It's so unbelievably horrible. And nothing can be done, can it? How do we stop it? How do
we
stop the internet other than unplugging it?
Well, and the problem is, it's like people get killed on the freeway, but we still work to make it safe. We don't make you stay home, right?
And that's a valid point.
Yeah, there you go, because that's how you and I both got here tonight. So, yes, so for people that are desperate, whether they're looking for a job or they're falling in love online through social media, teaching people the skills to be safe is something even adults need to learn. But for children, it has to start at an early age. And I love using NetSmarts, which is a children's curriculum out of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. It has materials from like 4 years old up through high school. And just like you taught your kids how to safely walk across the street, you told them one time, right, look both ways, and they remembered that forever? No. So you do it over and over and over again. And this isn't something that I raised my kids to teach their kids, because I didn't have to do that. So this generation of parents has a new skill to learn to help protect their kids.
Not only is it a skill, it's a duty. And a lot of parents, because everybody's working and busy and doing this and doing that, and even young kids today who are becoming very skilled on computers and internet, and frankly, with COVID and a lot of remote learning, kids that never even touched computers are now getting computers and having to learn how to use them, and soon will know how to reach those websites and those sites that aren't so great.
Oh, wait, Bruce, they don't know, they don't have to reach those websites. The people looking for them, the predators,
will find them?
Will find them right where they are.
How is that?
They will find
I don't know how that works.
They pose, they create false profiles on social media, and they pose as someone they're not. I'll never forget when I was the task force administrator here in Orange County, I was co-presenting with a law enforcement officer, and we were teaching parents at a high school, and he put up a social media profile up on the screen, and it was a 16-year-old girl with an A average who was applying to go to USC college when she graduated from high school. And all the parents were like, oh yeah, my kid can friend this person. He said, wait a minute, I'm 40 years old and I have a gun on my hip, and that's the profile I created to look for the bad guys.
Wow. You know, it's astounding to me, you brought this up a moment ago about not just children, but adults get swayed and influenced by what they see online and what they believe, even though it's false. This is my psychology question for you as a doctor. Do you think we Americans today are very, very lonely and dysfunctional, and we want to believe that somebody out there is going to love us and take care of us and be nice to us and befriend us, even though they have no clue who we are, just because we connected on a screen and a microphone? How lonely is our population, Sandra?
Well, I think right now we are learning how deep the mental health issues are in isolation because of COVID-19. But even before that, I ran across an article written by a trafficker who actually explained how to use Maslow's hierarchy to recruit. So they spend a lot of time investing in relationships, making sure you're safe and you have a place to stay and you have food. And then they start working on your sense of belonging and we're friends.
Well, you got to tell me, where does the motivation to want to do this come from? Is it just money or is it nuts?
It's greed. It's money.
Aren't there other ways to make a lot of money?
there, I'm sure there are people doing those kinds of things too, but
you must have studied or profiled the makeup of the trafficker. Is there a common denominator?
It's greed. I've read studies of interviews with traffickers who have landed in prison, and they will actually often say, I didn't mean anything by it. I'm not trying to harm anybody, but this is my business. This is how I make money. And they make a lot of money. In one study with a trafficker who had five victims, made over $580,000 tax-free, because it's under the table, over $580,000 a year. So if he changes his ways and gets a minimum wage job, he's going to give up his lifestyle.
Are most traffickers men? Are they women too?
Yeah, we have women as well. And the last time I read a report, it was about 40% of traffickers are female.
That's a lot. I would have thought the number would be less. You would think, all right, this is probably a sexist comment, but you think women would certainly be more understanding.
No. And in fact, I just have to celebrate, because this is the week of the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote. Well, with women's rights to vote, a lot of other rights have opened up. And so, particularly in our culture, women have equal access to criminal activity. And in other cultures as well, several years ago in Long Beach, just up the road here, a woman was the mastermind for trafficking of six young people that were brought here from the Philippines. They thought to compete in a martial arts exhibit, and instead they were enslaved at residential elder care facilities. And she was making a lot of money.
Wow. So I guess it's equal opportunity greed.
That's right.
Equal
That's
opportunity right. greed. 100th anniversary of suffrage and women's rights.
Yes.
I think it's also 100th anniversary of your school.
It's Vanguard University's 100th anniversary.
What does that mean to you?
Well, it means to me, because, you know, these are very difficult times, it means to me that Vanguard has stood the test of time. And it's been here 100 years. These are tough days, but it is going to be here another 100 years.
Pretty nice. Talk about the Global Center. What is your role there? Give us a little bit of background for people who do not know and haven't heard you before.
The Global Center for Women and Justice uses a strategy of research, education, advocacy, and collaboration to build hope. That spells REACH. Bruce, you're part of my collaboration, because community education, community engagement is critical. But our students do research, we do research, and we study the issues, so that when we are advocates, when we speak up, when we become a voice, if we paint a sign, stand in a march, we know why. And if we've studied, we say the right things, and we don't cause any harm, and we really make a difference.
Unbelievable. The task is enormous. I don't know how you do it. It's so much of it is under the radar, under the rug. And as I said at the beginning of the show, most of our listeners don't have a clue about this. I don't think they suspect. The example you gave of the kids from the Philippines who came in thinking that they were going to do some sort of athletic thing and ended up being slaves in a home of some kind. How do they get out of it? What happens? How do they say, I'm not doing this anymore? Why can't they just walk out the door and run down the street to the police station?
Well, the perpetrators have threatened them. You'll never see your family again. You'll get arrested. The Americans will put you in prison. But in that particular case, it was an alert neighbor who actually said, because this was a residential care facility, said to one of the girls out doing the yard work, it doesn't seem like you ever get a day off. You know, Bruce, that's something you'd say to a neighbor in a jovial sort of way. But she got scared and ran inside because she was afraid that if she talked, she'd get in trouble. Well, then he started watching, and then he made a call. And that was the beginning of rescuing those six kids and four people going to prison for 5 years.
I want to follow up on that. We've got to take our first break, Sandra. I want to investigate what happens when that call is made. How do the police normally react? Think about answering that question. And is it sufficient what's happening, or do we need more law enforcement involved in some fashion? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bruce Cook, and this is the Bruce Cook Conversation, live tonight on Angels Radio, AM 830. Please stay with me and Sandra. We have so much more to talk about. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, G. Morgan here, reminding you that human trafficking for sex and forced labor is happening here in Orange County. You also need to know that the Global Center for Women and Justice at Vanguard University is recognized as a leader in the fight to end modern-day slavery. Won't you join me in supporting the Global Center? Together, we can make a difference. To give, go to gcwj.org/give.
At Advance Auto Parts, we have same-day delivery, same-day contact-free curbside pickup, and same-day in-store pickup to keep you going. And we have the right oil, right filter, right price every day to keep your vehicle going. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Valvoline, Mobil 1, Pennzoil Platinum, or Castrol Edge with a Fram Titanium Oil Filter for just $33.99. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Every day, friends, family, and neighbors struggle with emotional pain. For some, this can include thoughts of suicide. Though the warning signs can be subtle, they are there. Go to suicideispreventable.org and learn how to recognize the signs, start a conversation, and connect someone to help. You have the power to make a difference, the power to save a life. Learn more at suicideispreventable.org. Supported by the Orange County Healthcare Agency through the Mental Health Services Act.
Have you been to a Burlington lately? They have unbelievable deals on amazing brands and styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices. No coupons or sales, just fabulous values every single day. It's a treasure hunt with new bargains arriving all the time and savings that'll surprise you. At Burlington, you get more for less, whether it's back to school, work, or just back. Now more than ever, you'll love the deals. You'll love Burlington.
If the woman you love, your mom, wife, daughter, sister, partner, or friend, is on a downward spiral from substance abuse and doesn't know where to turn, New Directions for Women can help. It's a Costa Mesa-based addiction treatment facility that has the answer. Since 1977, New Directions for Women has helped more than 5,000 women change their lives, returning them to sobriety, healthy living, restoring love and hope, and providing dignity for them and for their families. Don't waste another day. The woman you love needs your help now. Call New Directions. The number is 888-786-0509. Once again, call 888-786-0509 or visit them at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. That's New Directions for Women. They know recovery.
To talk to Bruce Cook, pick up the phone and dial 714-283-830.
This is the Bruce Cook Conversation. That makes me Bruce Cook, and I'm with Sandra Morgan, Dr. Sandra Morgan, tonight on AM 830, Angels Radio. If you're just joining in the show, driving in the car down that 5 freeway, we don't want you to crash, but we're talking about modern-day slavery and human trafficking, and I've just asked Sandra, who is the director of the Global Center for Women and Justice at 100-year-old Vanguard University here in Orange County, to answer a tough question about law enforcement getting involved when reports are made of potential modern-day slavery in our own community. And the question is it enough? Is it effective? Is it helping? Where do we stand, Sandra?
Well, we've made a lot of progress since 2000 when the Trafficking Victims Protection Act was first passed. And particularly here in Southern California, we have a federally funded task force in Orange County and in Los Angeles. So when someone calls the hotline 888-3737-888, then that message is relayed back to our local, state, and federal partners, and someone investigates. It sometimes feels like to the person who maybe made that call, like they don't see any change right away, but someone is doing the investigation. And then we have an entire task force of partners that are professional as well as volunteers that provide the kind of aftercare that victims that are rescued or recovered actually need.
How are the courts handling it when it does get to a court? Are they tough on this, or is it?
They're very tough on this. I think the last case that I followed, the perpetrator got 23 years.
And do you remember the circumstances, if you could share?
That was an Orange County case that was discovered because the trafficker was literally assaulting the victim while he was driving, and she ended up on Harbor Boulevard. This is a very public case. It's in the case files in our courts. Ended up on the road, and a family, presumably on their way to Disneyland, picked her up, and then there was a pursuit, and he was arrested. But you remember what I said about how heavily the perpetrators, the traffickers, invest in the relationship, the Maslow's hierarchy. So it was difficult for...
Before you go on, give a little bit of background about the Maslow's hierarchy for those listening that don't know.
Maslow's hierarchy is something we studied in Psych 101. That's how we respond. We start with our basic needs. We need to feel safe. We need to have a place to sleep. We need to eat. And then we want to be loved, we want to belong, and eventually self-actualization. And that's the exact plan that I saw that a trafficker wrote about how to make money. So you invest a little bit in housing and food and telling her that you love her and you'll take care of her. And then even when you get arrested, there's still that bond. And in that particular case, if you go back to the DA's records, she came to the sentencing at the court with a request for mercy. And people don't understand that, but there is a bond. One of the best things that you can do as a concerned citizen is do prevention. Look for the kids that are left out, that are more vulnerable because they don't have friends. Look for that single mom that doesn't have any other support, and be their friend, and be a real friend instead of someone who's taking advantage of them in order to make money.
It's so egregious, and so I don't even know where to begin. If I was to see something like that, I don't know what I would do.
Well, you'd pick up that your phone and call 888-3737-888 and at least tell somebody what you saw. And it doesn't matter if you were wrong.
But what about the people that would say, what if I'm, you know, nosy Joe and it's perfectly innocent and I don't want to get somebody in trouble and I don't want to get involved? And, you know, that's pretty common.
Yeah, I've heard that before, but I don't think you're going to be the one to say that.
All right. Well, yeah. I might not, but whatever. We won't go
yeah.
there. I want to change the subject a little bit and ask you on the difference between the trafficker that is focusing on the sex trade and the trafficker that's focusing on the cheap or free labor trade. Is there a different motivation? Is there a different monetary aspect to it? For example,
I'll use this as a tough example.
Well, the one you just gave about the young woman who was physically abused, thrown out onto the street in Harbor Boulevard. Presumably, I would guess she was a victim of sex trafficking, and then came to the court when her trafficker was being sentenced and asked for mercy because of that bond that the public, when they see that, they really don't get it. Anyway, back to you, my dear.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, the public doesn't get that. And the public has this idea that there are victims that are hidden, that just need to be rescued. But there is more to rescue. In fact, in Orange County, we don't even use the word rescue anymore. We say recovered, because it takes a long time to break those bonds that may have been developed through the relationship building. When you're talking about labor trafficking, it's still bottom line the same thing. And actually, labor trafficking is about 70% of trafficking. And people want cheap or free labor, exploited labor, so they can make a bigger profit. And that is, that's age old. That's been with us
forever.
Forever.
Since Adam and Eve, and they found some people in the stream and they put them to work picking fruit.
I think sometimes, though, we as Americans, we take everything for granted. You pick something up at the grocery store, you put it in your basket, and you don't even ask where it came from. And you'd be horrified if you found out that a lot of the shrimp that's being served on your plate was harvested by slaves on shrimp boats in Southeast Asia. And sometimes those people never even leave the ship. They just are stuck.
Yeah.
They're literally slaves.
Why doesn't this come out more in mainstream media?
Well, actually, right now, in a very strange way, there is a lot of attention, particularly on sex trafficking of children. And it's in all of my social media feeds. I get phone calls and emails. And most of what is out there is very sensationalized stories. You might have seen the one about people buying a child in a cabinet and online. And it's like these, I researched and I finally got tired of researching all these things to disprove them. The reality is that there's very sensational, and survivors are saying to me, when people are looking for something so sensational, a beat-up girl in a basement, someone who's being sold over into some other country, whatever, all these online things are really extreme stories.
And you feel that that is hurting the cause.
It is, because then you don't see the victim that's right there on the corner walking across the street. You don't see the person washing dishes in the takeout restaurant providing your food, because they just look normal.
Right.
And I want people to understand that that sensationalism makes people excited and mad and all those good things. It doesn't do a good service for the movement against trafficking. We need people to be educated. We need them to understand what the issues are so that they can be advocates and they can do things. And that doesn't, I'm not just talking about community engagement. I'm talking about professionals. If we get to have it, I'm speaking at the nursing conference at Hogue in November. Healthcare providers must be trained regularly, because there's so much attrition and front door policies and things like that, because they will see someone who comes in, and if they don't know what to do or what they're seeing, that person would be invisible. If they're just looking for someone with lots of bruises and chain marks, you know, people, here's the thing, especially about sex trafficking. somebody who's going to make money is not going to make much money selling a bruised, dirty chain marks on her or him. Boys are sold as well. So they take them to the beauty shop. You could be sitting in the nail salon next to a trafficking victim getting your nails done, Bruce.
Well, pretty bad. Pretty bad stuff. Global Center for Women and Justice does what you're talking about in terms of educating not only people, but professionals. As you said, the nursing conference you're going to address, you go into high schools, you go into elementary schools. That's part of what you do. Takes money, takes people. You have an event coming up. Talk about Priceless. We don't have a whole lot of time, so we need to talk about that. What are you doing?
Priceless is usually at the Island Hotel, but we had to switch. So I'm so excited. We're doing a virtual Priceless on September 19th, 11 to 12. Pacific time, and I say that because we now have people who want to host their two or three inside circle safe people during COVID in their home to join us online from 11 to 12 PST. And the link is on our website, gcwj.org. We will have virtual invitations out. This is an opportunity for education and to celebrate what we need to do and how we are doing that at the Global Center for Women and Justice.
You're coming back a few days before on September 13th.
I am.
And we're going to have the whole hour to talk about this.
I'm bringing my friend Dee Dee Poolholes.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right.
She's very involved with you. And Albert, too.
Yes, that's right. We just saw them last week at Open Gate, which if you live in Costa Mesa and you want to help support culinary arts training, Open Gate on Clifton is a great place to go for lunch Monday through Friday. The students are making lunch, and it's healthy, good food.
Well, there's a good plug for Open Gate, and a thank you to Deirdre and Albert Poolholes for supporting you. Unfortunately, we have no more time tonight. Any last word?
Study the issue, be a voice, make a difference. Come to our website, gcwj.org, and see how you can improve your understanding and where you can plug in.
And is there a way to support you financially on that website?
Yes, you just click on Give when you get to the website, and we'd love to have your support.
Dr. Sandra Morgan, Director of Global Center Women and Justice, Vanguard University, it's been an honor, and it's always a pleasure. And we'll talk again in just a few weeks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bruce Cook. This is the Bruce Cook Conversation. We're taking our half-hour break, and we will be back. So stay with me.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello. Gene here with Dr. Sandra Morgan, Director of the Global Center for Women and Justice at Vanguard University. The center's research has empowered students and anti-human trafficking experts to achieve real progress in the fight to eliminate this crime. Sandy, tell us what you've been doing.
Gene, did you know 80% of human trafficking recruitment happens online? We've empowered over 1,200 high school student leaders to educate their peers who are at risk. And our annual Ensure Justice Conference drew 425 professionals, all focused on research and strategies to end human trafficking. Also, we provided 4 scholarships to survivors rebuilding their lives.
We have so many opportunities to make an even greater impact. With strong community support, it will happen. Please join us by going online to give. Go to gcwj.org/give.
Hello?
Hi, Cynthia. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness. We heard your friend's Honda needs service.
a good friend of mine who is one of the frontline workers right now during the whole COVID situation. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of her for that.
Yeah.
She's been working very hard, and I know she's been doing one of the services on her cars.
Okay.
She wasn't been able to go and have somebody drop her back off.
Well, Honda is going to help service her car for free.
Yay! That makes me so happy!
And we'll pick it up and drop it off for her, too.
Yes, that is very great to hear.
Today, we helped a frontline worker. And during the Honda Summer Clearance event, we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda. Like the Accord, called America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Cynthia is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Car and Driver, January 2019.
If the woman you love, your mother, wife, daughter, sister, partner, or friend, is on a downward spiral from substance abuse and doesn't know where to turn, let us help. New Directions for Women, a Costa Mesa-based addiction treatment facility, has the answer. Since 1977, we have helped over 5,000 women change their lives, returning them to sober, healthy living, restoring love, hope, and dignity to them and their families. Don't wait another day. The woman you love needs your help now. Call us at 888-786-0509 or visit us at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. Again, 888-786-0509. New Directions for Women. We know recovery.
Bruce Cook wants to hear from you. Now back to your host, Bruce Cook.
And this is the Bruce Cook Conversation, the second half of our show tonight on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. I'm Bruce Cook. If you're just joining me, we're going to spend the second part of our hour together broadcasting, talking about another very serious subject. We've just spent a half hour with Dr. Sandra Morgan from Vanguard University talking about what's going on with human trafficking and how we're coming to terms with it here in Southern California and what we're doing to try and make it go away. We got another problem that we need to make go away, and it's more visible, and it is also more in our face, really, than the human trafficking issue, and that is substance abuse. And in particular, we're going to talk tonight about substance abuse in women. One of our show's sponsors, we proudly broadcast here every week on Angels Radio and also on our podcast, thanks to the support of New Directions for Women. You might have just heard their commercial. They are a residential treatment center in Costa Mesa, California, nationally recognized, nationally known. It's a live-in center for women and their families, their children. It's a recovery center to turn their lives around, to take them off of alcohol and substance abuse, drug addiction, and give them a new life, a start over, a push the button and go forward, away from alcohol and drugs and everything that goes along with it. It's so rampant, ladies and gentlemen. It's, you know, I'm sure everybody listening tonight has a friend, a relative, perhaps a loved one, a spouse that has dealt with this or is dealing with it. It really is a national situation. So joining me now is a life coach that works very closely with New Directions for Women and others. Her name is Babbi Anderson, and she's live here in Orange County, California. Babbi, welcome.
Thank you, Bruce. It's good to hear from you. It's good to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
It's my pleasure. And you know what? It's the pleasure of everybody listening to the radio tonight, or if they're going to join us on podcast, because I just have a feeling you're going to impart some wisdom, maybe just a little bit of wisdom that may change somebody's life. That's what we're all about on this conversation. So start by telling everybody who you are and what you do and why it matters.
Well, as you said, my name is Babbi Anderson. I have worked in and around treatment centers for chemical dependency for many, many, many years, more than I'm willing to tell you. And I've seen a lot, and seen a lot of families, seen a lot of individuals with the addiction. About 5 years ago, I decided to get out of the formal treatment industry, and I became a certified life coach. And I thought I would, after working for a long time in treatment, I thought I would probably work with women in transition. That was sort of what my fantasy was. And when I completed the course and began to have some people come and say, will you help me? Will you coach me? It was inevitably family members of people who had a chemical dependency problem, substance use.
Babby, can I interrupt you? Let me interrupt you.
Sure.
I don't understand totally what a life coach is, and maybe some of the listeners don't either. Explain exactly what a life coach is.
Well, a life coach is an individual who has experience and training in helping people to go through certain periods of time that are difficult for them. I think everybody listening, and probably you too, you know that you can listen to a good friend tell you about what they're going through in their life, and you can see it with some clarity and maybe point out some things that they haven't seen yet, and they go, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that?
Absolutely true.
Questions. Yeah, and we can't see it when it's in our own life. So the life coach is really the mirror or the feedback, you know, giving feedback about what you see that the individual can't see. You know, when I go through stuff, I need a life coach. I need somebody to reflect back to me what I am unable to see. And it's almost like we're too close to it. We can't see the forest for the trees.
Is there a gift involved, a human spiritual mental gift? What would you say is your strongest attribute when you're sitting with a client or a family and they're describing a situation that is so troublesome? How do you cut through it? How do you know what to say?
I do have a pretty strong sense of intuition. And I also couple that with over 40 years of experience of working with addicts and families of alcoholics and addicts. And I pull on my experience because I've seen almost everything before. But I also have a real strong sense of intuition which way to go.
Get back to what you started on before I interrupted you with a question about what a life coach does, and share with the issue of the family coming to you and literally begging for help. The whole family connection to this is so important.
It's very important. And family members are almost groomed to think that they can control the issue. And we hear family members say things like, if you really loved me, you'd be able to quit. If you loved me, you wouldn't be spending all our money on whatever stuff. Really loved me, et cetera. And love has absolutely nothing to do with it. The first thing that family members need to receive some education about is that substance use is a disease. It's a disease of the brain. It's a disease that sets up a compulsion. And loving has absolutely nothing to do with it. It's almost like saying to someone who's had a heart attack, if you really loved me, you wouldn't have had that heart attack. And, you know, we all can see the silliness of that, but it's the same thing with substance use. And they usually need some help from outside the family because the family has gotten so ingrained and so they get hooked and you know, then people begin to argue and it can be really devastating.
So that's
within the family.
That's where an institution like New Directions would come in as that outside source. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And sometimes even before they get into treatment, they need something like an intervention. They need someone to help the family, to organize the family and give them some direction as to what to say, how to say it, to help the person to get into a treatment center.
Is that what you do as a life coach, also do these kinds of interventions?
No, I don't do interventions. I have done them in the past, but I don't do them now. There are all sorts of services available of intervention, and the interventions happening.
Describe the difference between an intervention and a coaching center. What is the key difference?
Well, the treatment center, which is what New Directions for Women is, and I do outreach for New Directions. I also do coaching, but I do outreach, and I go let people know about New Directions. Other treatment centers, physicians, people, whoever needs to hear about what can be provided with treatment, I do the outreach for that. But at the treatment center, the individual who has substance use, in this case women only, they come in and we detox them and we get them successfully off of whatever drug they're on. And then they begin to go into treatment, and they have groups. We address trauma. We address some underlying issues that have been perpetuating their use and the pain that they're in that they can't quite face. We help them to face it and to overcome it so that they can grab onto a sober lifestyle. We also believe in, for most people, in 12-step, which is Alcoholics Anonymous, and for the family members, we suggest that the family members get involved with Al-Anon, which is the sister program of Alcoholics Anonymous, and also uses 12 steps. 12 steps aren't for everybody. Not everybody resonates with that particular practice, but it's very important to have a community of people who are staying sober, wanting to have a sober lifestyle, wanting to maintain the changes. That's very important to have that kind of a support group. They all had support groups in the bars, or at least they thought they did.
Different kind of support group.
Yeah,
slightly different. Slightly different.
Very
but
different.
There you go.
But also encouraging them to maintain that lifestyle.
Same. Well, so that's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So unfortunately.
We're not going to let them go back into the bars. We're going to hook them up with a sober community. And we try to do the same thing with family members. Family members, you know, I just have so much compassion for family members. They really care about this person, and they can't understand why they can't help them. And, you know, the family members think that they should be able to do something because they're
right.
All doers.
Right, right.
They're all doers. They're not about being, they're about doing. I have to do something. I have to encourage them. I have to, if they would just listen to me, I know what's right for them. And they're just really wanting to do the best for that individual because they care so deeply. And they get so wounded because they feel like the person who has the addiction doesn't care about them, which is not true. Once that person gets sober, 9 times out of 10, they just feel terrible about what they put their family through.
On that note, Babby, we need to take a break. But when we come back, I want you to address the challenge of letting go of being a doer and learning how to become a beer. A bunch of other stuff we need to talk about, too. Babby Anderson is joining Bruce Cook tonight on Bruce Cook Conversations, live on AM Angels Radio 830. We will be right back. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
I'm Dr. Sandra Morgan from the Global Center for Women and Justice at Vanguard University. Thousands of men, women, and children are trafficked right here in the U.S. We are leading the charge to end human trafficking by educating first responders, parents, and students. There is so much more we can do. Help us make a difference. Go to gcwj.org/give. That's gcwj.org. Click on give. Thank you.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies say they're the only way to get the best coverage.
Because they've got like a gajillion cell towers?
Something like that. But Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same towers, so you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
I wonder if they're counting that one in Kickapoo, Kansas.
Oh, boy. Switch today and get our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds and no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Hey, I just heard it was possible to get a customized auto quote from Liberty Mutual Insurance. 100% customized for what you need and not for what you don't. Have you ever asked, why should I pay for what I don't need? Like when I buy fancy mixed nuts, I don't want that big nut that takes up all the space. With Liberty Mutual, you can save money when you buy customized auto insurance. Pay only for what you need. This message was brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
My name is Mac. I'm one of the boot designers at Boot Barn. A cowboy boot is something that, right down the line from the designer to the packing station in the factory, every single person that takes these boots into their hand looks at it like a piece of art. It's really not a product that you can just grab, look, and throw it on the line. They pick it up. It's part of them. A cowboy boot is more than just utilitarian. It's also an icon. Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
Asking for help in life takes bravery. Women addicted to alcohol and drugs know this very well. Most suffer silently while their lives fall apart, their children and their families in crisis. For more than 40 years in Southern California, New Directions for Women has helped addicted women recover in a nationally recognized treatment facility in Costa Mesa. Their doors are wide open. It just takes the first step. Call New Directions for Women. The number is 888-786-0509. Again, 888-786-0509. You can also visit them at www.newdirectionsforwomen.org. New Directions for Women. They know recovery.
To talk to Bruce Cook, pick up the phone and dial 714-283-830.
I'm Bruce Cook, ladies and gentlemen, and this is Angels Radio, AM 830, Sunday Night Live. And I call this the Bruce Cook Conversation, pretty simple. And tonight we are joined in our final segment by Babbie Anderson, professional life coach. And we are talking some serious stuff about addiction, especially women alcoholics, women drug abusers, and how to change the cycle. Before the commercial, I asked Babbie to consider, she had brought up a philosophical change about families being involved in trying to help a female loved one recover from a horrible situation of alcoholic or drug use, where families feel like they've got to, quote, do something to make it better. They got to do something. And Babbie said, well, it's not always about doing something. It's about being. Babbie Anderson, what does that mean?
Well, there are three things that the family member needs to recognize and internalize. And that is that they didn't cause it, they can't cure it, and they can't control it. And many family members think that if they just do something, they can cure it, they can control it, they can affect an outcome with their family member, and they really can't. And I talked to a number of people, husbands, wives, parents, who think that they did something wrong in the upbringing or wrong in their marriage or wrong in some way that caused the person's substance use disorder. And that's absolutely not true. It is a genetic disease. It seems to run in families. We've got, they're doing lots of research on that now, much more than I'm willing to get into it here because I'm not a geneticist and I'm not a scientist, but they're doing a lot of work to demonstrate that it does run in families.
I would agree from what I've heard and know, but wouldn't you say there are triggers in life that do have a cause and effect to push someone into alcoholism or push a woman in particular, since we're talking about that. So it's not only genetic, although that is certainly mitigating, but There are all kinds of there's all kinds of environmental influences and stress factors and relationship disasters that would push a person. Yes, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think that that's true for the alcoholic. However, an alcoholic woman comes into New Directions and says, oh, I was fine until my husband died, or until I got divorced, or until my children moved out and all went to college, and I lost my purpose. And that's when I became alcoholic. Now, there are a lot of other women who are not don't have the genetic predisposition that get divorced, their husband dies, their children leave. They don't become alcoholic. They may have some maladaptive way of dealing with the situation that's uncomfortable for them, but they don't dive into a bottle the way
very good very good does. Point very good point yeah continue keep telling me what
okay
keep telling me about what the families can do to make this better.
The families can educate themselves about the disease of alcoholism, about what it really entails, and we mentioned briefly interventions. And there was this old saying in the 40s, 50s, and 60s that an alcoholic had to hit bottom, and they had to get to the point where they just lost everything, or lost their job, or lost their family, something that caused them to finally say, "I give up. I'm hopeless." And then they begin to recover. They're willing to go to any length. They're willing to go into treatment. They're willing to go into an AA meeting. They're willing to talk to their minister or their doctor. It's the pain of that causes them to finally seek some help. And what intervention does is it brings the bottom up. It forces, or it gives the alcoholic or the addict woman a mirror to look into, that their family sits and says, this is the way that your drinking or your drug use has affected us. This is how we feel. This is how sad we are. This is how much we love you. We really want you to get help. And the purpose is to bring the bottom up and hit the alcoholic or the addict and get them to go into treatment or to seek help before they might have just left to their own devices.
So if I'm hearing this right, you're saying the philosophy of you got to hit bottom before you can come up and turn it around is not necessarily helpful or healthy.
No, yes.
You don't want to wait till you hit the bottom, because then it's too late in a lot of cases.
Well, this is also a disease with some degree of fatality. So we don't want people to either have wet brains or die. We want them to get help before it's too late. And if we at New Directions can be part of that and get them to see what they're doing, that can bring the bottom up, if you will, and hit them instead of them continuing on down until they hit it.
Babby, we only have a couple minutes left. Share with the listening audience, if there's somebody out there in pain, if there's somebody out there that is really tuning into what you're saying and wants to know more about New Directions, what do they do?
They just have to call New Directions. We have wonderful people answering the phone, two wonderful women who answer the phones the majority of the time, and they're amazing. And they can give you all sorts of information. They can give you information about New Directions. They can give you information about the disease. You can ask them if they think that you've got a problem. Describe your behavior, what you're doing, and they can give you the answers. But if you want help, you already know that you need help, call New Directions. And if for some reason, if you can't make it into New Directions, they will be very willing to help you into something that would work for you. There are other treatment programs. For example, at New Directions, it's a residential treatment center in the beginning. And if you have a job and you can't quit work and, you know, you think you can make it by going to an outpatient program, we can make a recommendation of an excellent program that you could go to for that. So we're very collegial with the industry.
Nothing.
And you've got that 800 number. I know it's on the tip of your tongue.
Well, not only is it on the tip of the tongue, but we repeat it constantly during the show.
Great.
I find that a lot of people don't, you know, especially in radio, you're in the car and you're not writing down phone numbers, but you will remember mm-hmm. you will remember a website, and it's newdirectionsforwomen.org. So pretty simple, people. Just remember the website, newdirectionsforwomen.org. You'll look it up, and it will tell you where to go, how to call, what the number is, and who to talk to. Babby, we have a minute left. Yeah. We have a minute left. Give us some inspiration to end the hour.
Well, I know a lot of people who are recovered and happy and living very healthy, productive lives. I'm one of them. And you can do it. You can just make the call.
I couldn't.
It really works.
Nobody could say it better. Yes, you can do it. Each of us has the power, especially if our loved ones, our families will step in and help, as you have spent the half hour describing. I have to say goodbye to Babby Anderson and wish you the best. And I have to say goodbye to the listening audience here at AM 830 Radio. Sunday Night Live is done. This has been the Bruce Cook Conversation, and I always sign off by saying how honored and privileged I am to be able to speak to all of you. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great week. Take care, be safe, and come back again. Join me for the conversation next Sunday night.